Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they wanted to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy football, and even politics. But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day, and God bless.
OJ is back in social media. My gosh, OJ's got to be mid-70s?
Probably, yeah.
Late 70s? Jeez. But he's decided to jump on a little social media there, and we'll have some of that stuff for you a little bit later on. This story coming out of Dominican Republic with Big Papi David Ortiz is unbelievable. So originally we just had the guy on the motorcycle and the guy on the back, right?
That's what we thought, right?
Right, and then one guy was going to come in and shoot him and then jump back on the motorcycle and they're going to take off. Well, It didn't work out. The one guy got the crap beat out of him. All I know is it's been, what, 1 week and 1 day since the shooting. There's now been 9 guys indicted, and there's a 10th suspect that was arrested last night.
What's going on here?
I mean, it's how many people, and of course the story's changing, and people are saying, no, one guy came out originally said, yeah, we were trying to kill Big Papi. Now they're going, no, we got the wrong guy. I got the wrong guy. Damn, I can't believe I shot this guy. He had the same clothes on Big Papi did. That's what they told me. And I shot the wrong guy. This story, and then this mistress that keeps popping up on all the pictures. I don't know what the deal is. And the $85,000 Lexus and who she was dating and not dating and everything else. So everybody's got different theories on this stuff, and you know, first it was there was a robbery. Well, it wasn't a robbery. Nobody's that stupid to think you run through a restaurant, shoot a guy one time and take off running. It was a robbery in a packed restaurant bar, right?
So it'd be weird if it was.
So that was we're going to rule that out, and so have the police over there. I don't know though if they really want to get to the bottom of this whole thing on what happened, because Big Papi is so popular over there.
He is.
And everything else, you know, the original story about the drug dealer's girlfriend or wife or whatever it might be. But anyway, this thing just continues to grow. And they keep showing a guy that got the crap beat out of him.
Oh, God.
I mean, that guy took a major, major beating. And then, by the way, after he was able to get out of the hospital, they put him in jail. But this is just a crazy, crazy story.
It's a wild story.
How many people were involved?
It was a big, big conspiracy. Obviously, Papi pissed off the wrong people. It's obvious.
Yeah, for somebody to put up money to
that many people to be involved in that show.
First of all, you put money up to get somebody whacked, you really, really dislike them. You're really pissed off, jealous, something that that would make you do that. So it's just a crazy, crazy story for a guy that's still up in Boston recovering, and I don't know if he's going to live down here. I guess he spends a lot of time down here in South Florida. But the first recommendation I would have is your days going
stay
over
out of the
there
DR.
Are done. By the way, Dominican Republic got a few tourism issues right now to start with. People are dropping every weekend over
good.
There.
Not good. So, I got no – I don't even want to go over there. I have nothing. I know that you said you went there for your son's wedding and all that.
It was great.
When you have that many nightmare stories come out of somewhere, I'm good.
Yeah, it was just a crazy, crazy story. So anyway, we've been all over the board here today with all these stories, and we got the NBA draft coming up, followed by free agency, and to see what everybody's going to do is LeBron finally got his buddy AD to a trade. They gave up a lot of young guys. They gave up a lot of draft picks, three number one draft picks.
That's basically where the draft starts on Thursday night, right? That pick? Because we kind of know the three picks before that. Like we were talking with Hollywood before right. during the break.
Yep.
You know Zion and Ja and R.J. Barrett, more than likely, in some sort of order, they're going to be those three, if not that.
No idea who the fourth best player is.
But then it's like, okay, now what? Is it the other kid from Duke? Is it one of these other guys?
Exactly. Like, who is it? Some dude from Europe that's like that's 19 right. years old that we don't know that's got some ridiculous talent like that guy called the Greek Freak that nobody knew anything about.
What about Luka last year? Luka came Luka in. Look at him, too. So you never
some
know.
Guy playing over there in the European League with all those grown-ass men. That's
17-year-old,
really
18-year-old kid, you're right.
I don't know. It's one thing the NBA doesn't do a great job with before the draft, and one thing that, again, I always say, the one thing that hurts the draft is you get all excited and you don't know who somebody is. You never have surprise. You know who everybody is in college
in the
football
NFL
going
draft.
To NFL.
Yeah.
You know, especially you look if it's one of the big schools, which it usually is, it's usually, you know, a lot of Clemson, Alabama,
yep.
Ohio State, throwing a little Michigan, Florida, whatever, LSU, whatever the school is, you got, oh, man, I saw them play like five times on Saturday.
Yep.
Caught a couple Saturday night games with them.
That's why the NBA, look at the top of the NBA, the top two of the top three players. How many times did you see R.J. Barrett and Zion play this year?
More than anybody in the NBA.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, the most.
And Cam Reddish, I guess the other guy, too, who's going to be drafted somewhere after three.
How come nobody talks about him?
Right? I thought we were going Duke, 1-2-3.
I did, too.
I mean, Ja obviously
maybe,
had a great year.
Maybe you will. Maybe that will be the other guy that's up there. But I probably watch more Duke college basketball because of Zion.
Yeah.
Wanted to see. I just blown away by physically and athletically things he could do. Made me watch. I'm not even a Duke fan, but when he played,
no, he's much
and he'd intercept one and outrun these guards. He had the basketball. The guards are just running. They can't outrun him. And then when he decided at 280 pounds to jump up and hit his head on the rim and dunk it, flipping around about 14 times, hitting his head on, I mean, it was just crazy to see somebody.
How about the news that we gave him and the publicity about the blown up shoe? And is he going to come back and play? Like, that was the biggest storyline in sports for weeks.
Did he sign a big shoe contract?
Ooh, I don't think so, man. Not yet. He's in a commercial with RJ. I don't know what it's for, but RJ Barrett and him are in a commercial already.
Well, they all want him.
Yeah.
He's got to decide what the shoe is and the amount of money long-term and everything else, but his shoe contract is going to be LeBron-ish when LeBron came out, right? It's going to be something
like
that.
It's going to be hot, yeah.
It will be unbelievable. So, we've also got one other thing that I wanted to bring up here this morning that was interesting. I always like him. Maybe a lot of people don't. A guy nobody's heard of. I agree. I agree with Hollywood. A lot of people, unless you're hard. If you're a PGA fan and you watch every weekend, you watch a little PGA, right? Whether Tiger's playing or not, you're just a golf fan. You know who Gary Woodland is. It's not like he's ranked 130th. I think he's 25 or 30, between 25 and 30 in world ranking. So he's obviously a good, really good player when you're that high for a game that's played all over the world. But I get that nobody might have known him if you're just watching because it was on last night on Fox from all night, dinner,
late,
dinner to bedtime. Yeah. You were able to watch it if you had a chance to get away for Father's Day. And you know who Rose is. I think most people know who Rose is.
But there's no, like, are there any sexy names left? When I mean sexy names, I'm talking about, like, TV sexy names. Like, you're watching for this guy. There's just not that guy now, right?
I think there is.
Like, is Rory that guy?
Well, Rory,
is
you know who Rory
Spieth
is.
That guy? Yeah, I know. But
Spieth?
But when Tiger and Phil were playing.
We don't have anything like that.
That's what I'm saying. That's
no.
why. That's,
I didn't know what you meant, but
no, that's,
we don't
I meant,
have
I meant by sexy names for like Tiger and Phil. Phil's going, you know, into a tournament onto Sunday, and he's up by three strokes. People would watch back then. It was Phil or Tiger. And if they were both playing each other, which we had the luxury of having one of those great ones down here at Doral back in the day with those two, like, it was a packed crowd. You couldn't move, and the TV ratings were out of this world. You just don't have that right now.
I just think when you got two of the best players in the world, 1-4, and you're trying to hold on to your lead in place you've never been, there you are one-stroke lead, two-stroke lead, one-stroke lead, and you pull it out and end up winning by three with some of the shots he made. I just thought it was very impressive. To get that first one is not easy. And sometimes, and I get you guys love star power and you like to know who it is. And I love Tiger. I would have loved seen Tiger two back with five holes left myself and see how he plays. But that's pretty damn good yeah. for that guy. He starts spraying it a little bit, and I go, oh, boy. And he was able to get up and down, save it with some unbelievable pars that he made after not hitting it where he wanted to. We saw Rose kind of fall apart, fall apart. And Koepka stayed pretty damn solid, and Gary Woodland won. I just give the guy who was a first-time champion. That's not an easy course. They made that sucker not easy out there. Plus, it was a little chilly-willy out there off the water.
Does Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson do it for you name-wise?
No.
Because my buddy's a huge, huge golf fan.
Those guys
and
that's
what he's texting me right now.
No, those guys are all big-name guys.
Yeah.
Dustin's got no personality, by the way. But those guys are – those are guys – yeah, they've all been one or two. I think Dustin's two in the world. They're out there. You see them in a lot of the commercials for golf when they're running on Golf Channel or whatever the event is, whoever has it that weekend. They're all big-name guys, but this guy's not in that category, yeah. Gary Woodland.
Long drive champion, someone texted in Gary Woodland.
I don't know
yeah.
if he is, but it's pretty impressive. The guy won. He had two of the top players, and Rory, who everybody thought was going to make a run, he double bogeys the first hole.
Oof, that was a bad start for him. Bad start for him. I was watching.
He just crapped the bed right yeah. there off the bat, you know.
But it's a good day to have that golf on anyway, by the way, because in my house, we're not big golf fans, yet it was on all day. Like, they got every ratings
I'm
point they wanted
see,
from my house
yeah,
yesterday.
I'm curious to see how yeah. they did. And I get that Tiger's not in. And when Tiger's in it, you add, what, 2 million viewers?
Oh, yeah, no. If he was.
No, I'm not exaggerating. I think
know, you're
you,
right.
Like, automatically add 2 million viewers. Like, all right, 2 million more, Tiger's playing.
Yep.
Honey, Tiger's on. I'll be right in.
What were the ratings like for the Masters again? There were monsters.
Oh, no.
He was must-see TV.
Yeah.
Tiger's making a charge.
You got to watch. You're right. That's when you get that text, right? Just in case you're not watching from one of your buddies in your group text.
I didn't get a Tiger text this weekend, so I didn't have to turn it on.
I get,
Can you get my Woodland text?
I get the Tiger text. I got this 33-year-old kid of mine, 32-year-old
kid
of mine.
He's a golf nut.
He goes, Tiger's in it. Dad, Tiger's in it. You watching. All right. That's the call you need right there, man.
Did he text you that Gary was making a run at it?
If you said Gary, you'd have me. I got to admit, if you said any of those other guys' first names, I'd know. But the Gary one would have me.
That only works with Tiger and Phil and Rory.
No, there's Woody.
You can't just call him Gary?
Can't call him Woody?
No, I don't think you can call him. I don't know. Maybe that's his nickname. Hey, listen, man.
Woody's making a comeback.
You just go first
that
name with him.
That is the most I've ever watched of Gary Woodland.
Someone just texted in, Koepka is your money name now.
Yeah.
Local from Wellington. He's your money guy
That's
now.
That's the guy.
That's the guy. That's the new sexy TV name.
Because he's also the guy when he says something, we hear it. You like it. You may not like it. Stop whining. He told the guys on the tour, stop bitching and whining. We all got to play the same course. And I got a problem for you to take care of all the whining. Hit it straight, and you won't have to worry about how rough the rough is.
Who's the one married to Gretzky's daughter?
That's Dustin.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. They're not married.
Oh, they're just
That's
dating?
Part of the problem.
Wow.
Yeah, there was an issue there, wasn't there?
Oh, they're not anymore?
Yeah. I think there's.
I mean, if she's going to show up.
There might be a little side bangy wangy going on there.
If she's showing up, then Dustin Johnson's my sexy name because I want to see her at the end.
Yeah.
You want to catch my attention?
I don't know if she's been around when her man's playing well lately. I'm not sure about that one. But nothing's Tiger.
No, it's not. It's not even Phil. There's not even a Phil on tour right now.
Phil.
And he's on tour, and there's no
Phil. Is he still playing?
Yeah, I was watching.
Phil had a rough one.
he made
the cut, but it was a little rough yesterday.
Yeah. Radio.com. Radio.com.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, WQAM is combining with the team at CBS4 to bring extensive coverage From watch to warning to landfall to recovery, keep it tuned to WQM for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on WQM is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting your house with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during the hurricane season from CBS 4 and AM 560, 96.5 FM HD2 WQAM.
Well, this didn't take long yesterday. Talking about LeBron's best teammates he's had now that they've got AD. You knew this was coming.
That.
You knew it was coming.
Come on, Mark Stein, you're better than that.
And,
did you cover the NBA for all these years?
Best teammate LeBron has had is Anthony Davis.
Come on.
He might be, but they haven't won anything together.
Dwayne Wade, when they combined, was a top three or four player in the NBA at that time. He took a backseat a little bit because the number one guy in the world was on his team. Give me a break. Anthony Davis hasn't played a full season his whole career. And how many times has he taken that team to the playoffs?
I think Anthony Davis is really good.
He is a good player, but he's not better than Dwayne Wade. Mm-mm. Not when they teamed up. No way.
Zach, I don't know, man.
Can't tell me that.
I love Dwayne, but Anthony Davis, guy.
Well, he puts up video game numbers. I mean, the numbers are insane.
That's perfect. Good. So did Kevin Love.
I think you have to wait and see if he's able to go on a good team.
Don't do that yet.
I would agree. You got to wait.
Don't do it yet.
I do agree with you guys. You got to wait and see how it plays out.
Can't we give this a year or two to see if they get to the championship or win a finals?
Oh, by the way, they got to get there this year.
Yeah.
The LeBron and Anthony Davis, it's the best 1-2 punch in the NBA.
And the Warriors are down. And a year from now, when the Warriors get healthy again and Kevin Durant comes back and Klay Thompson comes back, if they both re-sign, guess what? LeBron's team isn't number one in the West anymore.
See how they all come back. See if they come
back. Sure, okay.
By the way, we are in an if world right now because we don't know where all these guys are going.
Right.
What else they're going to be able to add.
Wait a minute.
That might help.
You don't think Klay and KD are going to go back to Golden State if both offered the max deals? Sit out a year, basically both of them?
I know Klay is.
You don't think KD?
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think that both those guys stay right there. They're not going anywhere. Sign max deals. He'll opt out of the 31.5 KD. He'll sign a max.
I don't know where he wants to rehab for a year.
He's not in a bad place to rehab.
I don't know
in the Bay
where
area.
He wants to rehab and collect some of the biggest checks we've ever seen. I don't know where he wants to go to do that. But I listen, Anthony Davis. He's been lost where he is, man.
I know.
You didn't know if he was hurt or not when he was playing, unless he put up 40 in a game and they showed a few highlights of him scoring 43 and they'd lose by 5 to somebody. So he's going to be out there now, though. He'll be under that microscope for the first time in his NBA career out of New Orleans. New Orleans just – that was a brilliant move by New Orleans to get all the different pieces they got because they're never – ever going to get top free agents to go there, ever. So you got to get guys that, like Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Josh Hart, they're going to have the first overall pick. They're going to get Zion. Now they're going to have the fourth overall pick and two other first-round picks with it. This is going to be, and it's a brilliant move, this can be their best chance to develop within because a lot of those guys, unless they're really good, are all going to disappear. Just like all those guys disappear in Sacramento.
Right.
So,
Sacramento's got a couple good players, too, on that team.
Sacramento's actually done a pretty darn good job of drafting. I agree with you. They've got a nice little group. They just got to learn how to win. And
this is the year, right, for a team in the West to just jump out of nowhere.
Zach, don't you have to have – you got to have that one – and maybe you disagree. You got to have that one lead – dog.
When you're in the playoffs, yes. During the regular season, you don't have need it.
And that one lead dog, and nobody did it better than what we just saw Kawhi Leonard do.
Yeah, you're right.
But going back to when Dallas is really good.
You're right.
You just look at all the guys. They had that one guy. The one guy made everybody better. It just when you got one lead guy, the supporting cast is better. Then all of a sudden, though, you ask the supporting cast to be frontline guys. And no longer role players, most of them can't handle it. Most of them just, I'm talking firsthand here, man. You got to have, Sacramento's got to somehow get or develop some top guy to be the leader on that team and lead them.
Yeah.
And they just don't.
No, they don't.
Got a bunch of young, talented guys. Don't get me wrong. have monster games. We'll see them, see more of them. But this free agency will be fun, starting with Kawhi Leonard after the it all starts today after that parade's over.
That's right.
After 2 million people are going to
stroke
him to
death. Oh, no, it starts at the
parade.
The stroke starts at the parade.
And figure out what he's going to do. And his teammate said, I love the team. Van Vliet came out and said, I don't know what else we can do.
They had a good team.
There's nothing else we can do. We won it all. We gave them a lot of support. A lot of us had big games in the last couple playoff games. He's got a max contract. He can make more playing with us, even though he's going to get chewed up in Canadian taxes.
Yeah. He never pays for another meal again in Toronto.
You're the biggest thing in here unless there's a star in hockey. Then you might have to take
Maple Leafs get to the playoffs, win a championship. Kawhi will see who the king of Toronto is. No, you're right.
Basketball.
But this is their first one. Like, Kawhi brought a title to Toronto. Like, that trade has worked.
Big thing.
DeRozan couldn't do it. They traded him. They bring in Kawhi. They upgrade. They go to the finals. And no one gave them a shot. And look what they did. Injuries or not, they won the championship. No one's going to look back 10 years from now and see an asterisk and say, oh, well, Golden State had 12 injuries on their team. Nope, they won the championship.
I could see Kawhi going either way. I could see him going, you got your championship. I don't know anything.
I did what I had to do, yes.
I'm leaving. Or I could see him, you know what? Little Paul George. This thing turned out a lot better than I thought. I like the way this has been. I finally gave it a chance about halfway through the season, and you did take care of me. You guys care about me. City loves me. Nobody bothers me. I'm still – he doesn't want to be
– No.
He doesn't look like he wants to be doing like Gatorade commercials and shoe commercials.
He's got a New Balance shoe. I wear New Balance.
Century Village wears New Balance.
Well, I mean, I wear New Balance. I wouldn't go as far as Century Village. Now you're making me look bad.
I didn't mean to say that.
No, you did. You made me look really bad.
No reason to say that. Damn. Hey, you can join us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. By the way, in case I haven't said this, I love Flanagan's restaurants. What do you like best on that menu real quickly?
I go ribs first. If I'm going there right now, I'm getting a rack of ribs. Please. Load
That's
it up with that
first.
Sauce.
Isn't a rack of ribs first?
I'll tell you what, their wings
the
are good.
The rib
too.
Rolls are pretty good,
the
though.
The rib rolls
appetizer.
Are good. Oh, I didn't know we're going Appy's first. We're going Appy's.
Yeah, you gotta order first.
I go rib rolls, maybe the potato skins, and then what are those little onion things they have?
Oh, the little onion straws. Yeah, those are good.
Like sign me up.
Those are good.
You had the Philly cheese there?
I had it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Giddy up.
Yeah. But I go ribs. If you're telling me right now we're sitting down for a meal, I'll have a rack of ribs. Extra barbecue sauce.
How good are those chicken wings there?
It's not even 9 yet, man.
I'm just bringing up. They keep their prices down. That family's been around. Let me tell you something about Flanagan family and Augie and all the rest of them have been there. I don't know if Augie's still there or not. That place, that's good people. That Flanagan family, Jimmy and the gang. I see Jimmy with his kids. He brings them out, hangs out, shows up to charity events. That is one great family. They keep their prices down so people can afford it, get a good bite to eat.
I'm going tonight for dinner.
The food's quality. I feel like after I have some idiot in our stations here comes out and says something, I feel like I have to say something on a family that I've known for a long, long, long time, as in going back to the 80s. I've drank a few beers with the Flanagans.
Mm. I've drank a few beers at Flanagans.
That too.
Yeah. Who doesn't have a Flanagan's Green Cup
anyway,
at the house,
man,
by the way?
You got to have a few of those.
That's another thing that comes to mind.
How great is that?
Who doesn't have one? If you live in South Florida and don't have one of those cups at your house, you're just not doing it right.
My wife went to go, I'm throwing the Flanagan's Cup. Go, no.
No, you can't.
No, you're not.
No.
You don't throw away that big green cup.
No. Can't do it.
You fill those up, you bring them out to the pool.
Damn right.
They're good. Perfect.
Damn they're right. Good. Whatever you're putting in that bad boy with that ice, they're good. Mm.
Damn, I'm starving now.
If you got a problem.
Someone just said, what about the prime rib there?
Oh!
Yeah, that's good.
Oh!
God, I am starving.
Jeez. It's a great choice.
I kind of blame you right now for my stomach. And
listen, man.
Shambles.
We owe this morning after some idiot has to complain about the bottom of their nachos. Mm. Who goes there, by the way, probably more than we do.
I don't know. I go there a lot.
All right.
Okay. That's not even a shot. That's just
no. You live close to.
I live right down the street from that place. Actually, okay. I lived in the vicinity of two of them. One of them burnt down. They were redoing it.
But let me. But just if you got a problem, especially a restaurant that's chain that's been around forever. Yeah. It's not like just popped up. There's some new cook.
No.
These guys been around and got this thing figured out, keep their prices down, and you pull some BS chump move saying something, it's just weak.
I could just tell you that if you would have
said something. And then, by the way, the part he tagged the company.
Yeah.
Which basically screaming, send me a $20 certificate. So I'm not going to say it. I'm not getting personal.
Too late. I'm starving.
If you did get $20, I wish you'd grab a damn salad, though. Let's just say that. Probably be a good idea. Sensitive one. Anyway, yeah, that's wrong. I'm just going to scream Flanagan's all day now.
All right. I'm good with that.
Lunch, dinner, cold beer at night.
Yeah, good lunch specials.
Flanagan should never. You got a problem with food? I'm not saying food's perfect all the time. They have this thing, you go to the manager or to your waiter or somebody and say, hey, this is not what I expected.
And guess what? You get a new one.
Every
or
time.
Taking off the check.
Zach, every time.
I know.
What can we do? You come a lot. What can we do to make sure this is right? Mm. And that's the Flanagan's way. Flanagan's. All day. What a weasel move. What a weasel move.
Someone said there's a new
move.
Flanagan's getting ready to open right by Harry.
Can't wait.
And Moore Chevrolet.
Can't wait.
Wow. Look at that.
Can't wait.
I just figured I'd tie in a sponsor.
What's the rule on eating most of the plate, though, and then complaining about it?
Well, that's what he did, too, right? He didn't
complain
about the top of the nachos. Apparently, are really good because he just got the bottom. Like, it's such a weasel fifth-grade move. And then you tag the company. Like, basically saying, I'm really a bitch.
Someone says my 3-year-old daughter takes a bath with the green Flanagan cup. She's got a pink one, too. I have a pink one also. Breast cancer month. I got that.
All right, man. Listen, I'm sorry. I think a lot of the Flanagan family going way back. All right. I want to tell you all about yourself, Lord. It really does. It's like just such a punk move. It's just, come on, man.
I mean, you're a vigilante. Like, you get after these things.
But why don't you just
gotta
go?
You
got a problem and your food really bothers. The bottom of your nachos bothers you. Who sends out something trying to? Why send out something negative about someone? Why not go talk to them?
Well, you can't eat more than half and send it back. I think there's a rule against that. Go back to the unwritten rules of restaurants.
Ooh.
I think there's a certain amount of food you can eat before you send it back, right?
But Beast has been around. He knows a thing or two about food. Like, why would you do that?
Radio.com. Radio.com.
And why we're sitting here talking on this crappy day again. Oh my gosh, Father's Day just about got washed out yesterday.
Yeah, the whole weekend, man. Rained on Saturday.
Didn't stop
too.
Me from throwing down a lot of cake yesterday.
No, it was bad. Yeah,
I made it a dessert day. Jeez, embarrassed. Yeah.
We celebrated a birthday, an anniversary, and Father's Day all in one dinner. You realize how much cake was at that dinner?
What kind of cake?
Publix cake. My dad literally went there and said, I want the most absurd chocolate cake you have here. My wife loves chocolate. My dad came over with that thing, and I was like, what is that? But I'll have a piece.
I know where he's going. You know where he's going with this, right? He's not talking about your chocolate cake. He wants to hear if I got a carrot cake yesterday.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
And
oh,
I did.
His cake. Oh, you did? Good for you. It's Father's Day. My dad
likes
carrot
cake
too, yeah. Actually, I wish I had a piece of carrot cake right now.
It was
some Flanagan's wings.
It was good. Velvet cake was good.
Oh, you had a couple of them. A couple of those bar cakes. I know where you're going on this one.
Oh, man.
I don't think they were BOGO this week, so he did a good job on that. Yeah.
All right, you can join us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022, as we continue on here a day after Father's Day. We got a bunch of first-timers, man. St. Louis Blues, Toronto Raptors getting ready to have a huge parade today where they're expecting a couple million people. And Gary Woodland.
Yeah, I don't know if there's an S there.
No,
it's Woodyear.
I put it on there.
Woodyear? What?
It's Gary Woodland year. That's what it is.
All right. I'm just trying to confuse him.
I'm totally confused
what
now.
Do we got? What do we got coming
still
in?
Still talking about golf? 56022, 56022.
God forbid you guys watch any golf.
I watched almost all day yesterday. My dad wanted to watch it. It was Father's Day. Even though I'm a dad, too, he still runs the house. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota, text line 560-22. That dude's really complaining about the last five nachos at the bottom of the plate, huh? What about the other 200 nachos on the plate?
No, they went down just fine. Thank you.
That guy's the they ass, were good, ass thank hat you. Of the year. Well done with the ass hat part there.
I just hope Flanagan's doesn't break down because he tagged him, where people hope to get that freebie certificate. Like, hey, Mr. Beast, we're really sorry that you had a bad experience at the bottom of your nachos. So here's a do not to the Flanagan family and anybody else who's in the corporate part of this company in the front office, do not give this guy one stinking dollar off on anything. Why did people do that, man? Got me fired up today. Yeah, Carl, you two couldn't wait to show me, both of you.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute.
I didn't show you first. I'm in the midst of it, but I didn't show you first.
Look at that. Don't worry.
He had a screenshot of the tweet in his phone.
Hey, Zach, I forgot to send it.
Hey, Zach, don't worry. You're not getting in trouble. You're safe. You're the safest guy in the company. Now, go ahead. What do you got?
I don't know about that. I'm making some cuts. Joe had the carrot cake at Chef Michael's down in Isla Mirada, right up there with Jay Alexander's.
Ooh, I'm going down.
Wow.
I'm going down to Isla Mirada this week.
Chef Michael's. Look up that place.
All right.
Yesterday I was gifted a massage by my wife for Father's Day. Went a la nude. Laugh out loud. Happy belated Father's Day, guys. Yes, even you, Hollywood. All right, there you go.
Keep your underwear on, sir.
Most people.
For the benefit of the masseuse, of course.
Most people.
Don't most naked. People me.
The woman actually tells you when you go in there. Go ahead, sir. Take your stuff off. Put the towel over you. I'll be right in when you're ready. Mm. All right. Come on in, Susie. I'm bare-ass naked.
Yeah, got it. Don't need a picture.
Please
that.
Keep your underwear on.
I don't need
on.
A picture that.
Massage envy.
Yeah.
People go on that table after you. I mean, just leave the underwear
they
on.
They change
the sheet. There's
I know,
sheet.
But just
have you never
leave
been
the
there?
On.
Change
leave
sheets.
The underwear on, please.
Yeah, you're not going to, you know.
What is wrong with you? You the one who waited till all the guys in PE got out before you take a shower, or you just went nasty to class? Dude, it's okay.
Joe, my Father's Day was just great. Went to hang out with my second daughter. Ended up only the first wife made it there, and all my kids, one hurt his arm on the way there, got strep throat, bronchitis, and the other one had the flu and the three-year-old. So everybody was at the hospital. Happy Father's Day to me.
Oh, damn.
Jeez. So vent to us,
he
sir.
Started, yeah, he started yeah, with yeah. that. I thought that was going to be part of mine.
Yeah, me too.
The way it started, yeah. but it that was
some
bad.
Guy said he had a problem at Flanagan's once. Told the manager to give him a new set of wings. Gave him a card signed by him for free wings next time he came. You can get it fixed. Everything
that's the way
fixed.
The Flanagan yeah. family does yeah. stuff. Like, well, now I feel like I'm defending the yeah. Flanagan. Like all of a sudden somebody has to defend what they've done, like taking pride in keeping their prices down and giving you something really good to eat.
Someone also texted in, the family might be nice, but every employee doesn't treat the customer the same way. Move on, you start to sound like a giant bleephole. Well, someone had a bad
we're
experience.
A society of people complaining for free yeah, stuff, no, though.
Correct.
Yeah. Another guy that bitches about everything.
Someone said, isn't this the same
sorry
guy that complained about
control.
Dunkin' Donuts closing 5 minutes early?
Yeah. yeah. Same guy. God forbid he has to even work.
Says he probably puts ketchup on the nachos. Wrong guy.
Oh, that's a different
the other guy apparently complains a ton, too.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it.
When he's not screaming.
Not publicly. He will bring the manager over to the table.
He's not screaming at nice people. Come up here. Jeez. What happened around here?
Oh, no.
Somebody's going down. Somebody's going down, man. Oh, somebody's man. Going down. What else you got coming in?
I need a second to breathe here. Joe, calm your ass down. You're making me nervous. Aren't you on blood pressure medicine?
I am. I took a big yeah. fat pill this morning.
You're okay, so you can get as crazy as you want. Yeah.
You have to take that big fat pill before you drink all that coffee.
Right.
So
that's a good point.
I always tell myself
that's
it
the neutralizer.
It.
60 ounces of coffee, it's the neutralizer. Live in Charlotte, went to dinner Saturday with some friends, ordered ribs, and we were talking about how much we miss Flanagan's ribs and coming home with that green cup. Everyone has a green cup, right? You've been there once, you got a green cup. Or a pink one, or whatever color it was.
I just think they're really good people. And they try their hardest. And I'm not saying every employee is great. I'm sure everybody has a bad day. But for people to overreact, especially people who go there all the time, and they get the same people come back over and over again. I'm done. That's it. I'm done for the day.
Someone said that guy just woke up and started clapping back on Twitter. What a loser. So I guess people that are writing back to him on Twitter, he's answering back now.
Who's that?
The guy who complained about the...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Beast, yeah.
Jeez,
trying
man.
To keep his name out all these times.
Why I don't?
Well, lawsuits. What kind of guy
lawsuits?
Eats, what kind of guy eats the whole plate and complains when he's done?
By the way, that's a good one. That would be the first thing that somebody should send him.
I agree.
On social media, how much did you eat before you decided you didn't like him?
Mm. How about this one? My wife runs a Carrabba's, and people complain just to complain and get free stuff, just like what Hollywood said. It's the biggest scam that's legal. People threaten reviews to get free stuff.
Yeah, you threaten reviews. Like, people can go on Yelp and smash your place, which is why the restaurant will bend over backwards to help you.
My wife sometimes, somewhere new, she goes, I just read. And I go, don't read that stuff. You can't go by that. It's like movies I love always get bad. They get bad rating stuff on them, you know? Oh, it's not that. It's great. I know what I'm getting. I'm going to see 400 people die in 2 hours. I'm okay. They're going to get whacked. That's why I'm going. Oh, it's not very. No, no, it's just what I want. Thank you. It's fine. It's an A-plus in my book.
Mm. Someone said, did the Flanagan's and University in Sheridan ever reopen after the fire? No, they're rebuilding it. That's what I told you right by my house.
Okay.
Flanagan's down the street.
We turned this into a Flanagan show. I'm glad we did today.
Let's see. Joe, I'm sure your marriages are just like mine. All the wives are supposed to be there. The first one showed up. The second one will not talk to me. My new wife is there. When my new wife walks in, no one talks to her either. Number three on her shirt. God.
Oh, welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the party.
I can't even read this whole text. Wow.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the Joe Rose dysfunctional family. Mm. Yes. Part of it is.
Mm, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, how about this? We'll change up the restaurant for a second. Got Anthony's for Father's Day for the first time since you guys talk about it so much. Ordered a meatball ricotta pizza, a pepperoni pizza, 10 dry rub wings, 10 classic wings, and 12 of the ribs. It was damn good. Sir, that's a nice day right there.
Pretty good.
Wow. That's a hell of an order.
Pretty good.
Woo-wee. No salad in there either.
Had it on that.
You know, Dad was ordering, not Mom.
Had it on that rainy Saturday afternoon.
He almost looked, it's almost like your order, Joe. A meatball ricotta, a pepperoni.
That's what we talk about.
20 wings, and then 12 of the ribs. Jeez, sir. Congratulations.
That stuff sounds good. Now we turn this into a food show.
It's all food, yeah.
It's Monday, and we turned into a food show.
Yeah. Hey. Someone said, how about free nachos for everyone but him? Sure. I'm in for that.
Is that the social media thing? It's not to tell people about what you're doing or share pictures with your family or see something or critique a sporting event or something you like or dislike about, you know, hey, I didn't like the final round of the U.S. Open because I don't know who won it is and, you know, nobody cares about golf or something like that. Instead,
you sound like Hollywood.
You go after a friggin' restaurant that's been around forever here that tries to do the right thing.
I'll read more of your texts later.
Yeah, that's a good way to stop. What else you got before we kick into 9 o'clock hour, man?
Text line. Radio.com.
Radio.com. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.